This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2193. What to do when you can't pay your bills? By Michelle Schroeder Gardner of MakingSenseOfSense.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. We're going to get right to today's post as we optimize your life. What to do when you can't pay your bills? By Michelle Schroeder Gardner of MakingSenseOfSense.com. Wondering what to do when you can't pay your bills can be a horrible feeling. You may feel stressed, tired, angry, along with a thousand other emotions. Falling behind on your bills can also impact many areas of your financial life. It may lead to late fees, interest charges, high interest rates when you need a loan later on, a damaged credit score and credit report, nonstop calls from collection agencies, bills piling on bills piling on bills, and debt. You may have fallen behind on your bills due to many different reasons. You could have recently lost your job, taken a pay cut, or had surprise expenses pop up. Whatever your reason may be, there are steps you can take to get back on track. Here are my tips on what to do when you can't pay your bills. Number one, don't ignore the problem. Ignoring the problem isn't going to help you at all. Many people get extremely stressed about being unable to pay their bills, which can lead to completely ignoring the problem in hopes that it will go away. You have to do something. By facing the problem, you'll be able to dig yourself out of debt, get rid of late bills, and have a better grasp on your financial situation. Number two, try to relax when figuring out what to do when you can't pay your bills. You may feel very panicky if you can't pay your bills, but remember that wasting time on worrying won't help you at all. Being negative, panicky, regretful, etc., leads to feeling as if you will never get out of the mess you're in. Those feelings may cause you to give up and let the bills pile up because you can't see a way out. Instead, you need to take action. Try to relax, stay positive, and focus on making changes. Number three, call the company. Call the company as soon as you can. By calling them, you may be able to have late fees waived, receive a discount, and/or get more time to pay your bills. You won't know what they can do for you until you ask. The worst thing that can happen is that they say no. The best thing that can happen is they say yes and help you out. And yes, some companies will help you out. They aren't all out to get you. You may want to try explaining your situation, to tell them how great of a customer you've been over the years, and ask what your options are, and so on. Number four, evaluate your income and spending. You need to get organized so you know exactly where your money's coming from and where it's going. This will help you spot your financial problems and see whether working towards earning more money or cutting expenses is a better use of your time. By finding expenses to cut or areas to make more money, you'll be able to put more money towards your bills and savings, which can help you work through the bills you need to pay. Number five, cut your expenses as much as you can. Even if it seems like there's nothing to cut from your budget, by digging deeply, you can probably find a spot you can cut. Something needs to be done so that you're no longer behind on your bills. You may want to consider completely cutting expenses related to your monthly car payment, cable, any memberships or subscriptions, entertainment, there are plenty of ways to have free fun, and eating at restaurants. You may also want to consider lowering or negotiating expenses related to your car, home, or other insurance. Cell phone, you may even want to cut this completely. Internet, utility bills, and groceries. Number six, increase your income. My recommendation for the best way to pay your past bills is to work on making more money. There's really no limit to the amount of money you can make. Earning more money can be a great way to get ahead a little more quickly than if you were to just cut your budget. You should still do that too, though. To make extra money, you can find a part-time job, ask for a raise or additional hours at the job you already have, start a side business, and so on. Number seven. Think carefully about extreme options. Some people put everything on their credit cards or take out payday loans when they're having a hard time paying their bills. This can be a huge mistake. Occasionally, there's a positive story about someone able to use one of these methods to their advantage, but the average person will experience a lot of money lost and increased stress. Using a payday loan or credit cards when you fall behind on your bills can lead to digging a hole that feels nearly impossible to get out of. I recommend analyzing the other options listed in this blog post before taking any extreme options. Number 8, prioritize your bills. One of the most important steps is deciding what order you should pay your bills. You should write or type out all the bills you owe, how much you owe, how late you are, and negatives that you may experience if you don't pay a bill. This will help you with the next action you'll need to take. Number 9, pay off your bills. I couldn't forget this one. Actually paying your bills is what you're working towards and what you'll eventually need to do. I recommend finding the bill that's going to impact you the worst and pay that one first. Then go down the list you made prioritizing each. Then pay each one off as we described. Keep paying your bills until you're done. And number 10, prepare for the future. You should make a plan so you don't fall behind on your bills again. Without a plan, there's a chance you'll fall into the same habits again and again, possibly getting yourself into an even bigger financial mess. You should start an emergency fund, stay organized with your bills, create a budget, set reminders on your phone or calendar for bill due dates, earn more than you spend, and much, much more. You just listened to the post titled, What to Do When You Can't Pay Your Bills by Michelle Schroeder Gardner of MakingSenseOfSense.com. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. Have you been using Mint to manage your finances? First, the bad news. Mint is shutting down. And now, the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I've found that Monarch makes it easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's MONARCHMONEY.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Not being able to pay your bills could lead you to default on your debts. I've recently learned that if you're at the point where your debt has been sold to collectors, the main thing you need to be cautious of is getting sued by the collections agency. This is a possible outcome of avoiding all those calls and recently happened to a friend of mine. While it can be challenging and uncomfortable to deal with debt collectors, the most important thing you can do is respond, especially when you get a court order. If you fail to show up for your court date, the court will likely rule in favor of the debt collector. If this happens, a default judgment will be placed against you, which means you could have your wages garnished or a lien placed against your property. A default judgment typically occurs as soon as 20 days after service of a lawsuit. According to research by the Pew Charitable Trust, over the past decade, about 70% of such lawsuits end in a default judgment for creditors because borrowers fail to respond. If you find yourself in this situation, make sure you validate the original debt and amount owed, and that it's within the statute of limitations, which is the amount of time that a debt collector can legally collect a debt from you. And don't allow the collector to pressure you for immediate payment. it's important that you take the time to validate that the debt is legitimate and not a scam. Ask for a debt validation letter and call back using contact information you find online to ensure you're speaking with a legitimate company. And that will do it for today. Have a great day and start to your weekend. Thank you for listening, and I'll be back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.